Blog Talk Radio.
This meeting is being recorded.
All right, go ahead, David.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy, along with my partner, Brother Satavi Jahi. And we're going to be sharing some powerful information this evening with you. And it's a lot to be said because in this country today, there's a lot of heartbreaks going on because of this pandemic. People are closed in. People lost their jobs. People don't know where their rent is going to be, you know, where they're going to get their rent or mortgage money. And so people is you know, not in too good of a shape right now. And we're going to discuss a little bit of that this evening about the mental capacities or the mental stage that we are in and the physical aspect of it. And it's a lot, you know, lots to discuss because, like I say, we all are well-rounded people. But at the same time, you know, no matter how tough we think we are, no matter who we know, sometimes things can get so heavy on you. You know, you just don't know what to do or where to go. And so, you know, if we're going to be honest about this thing, you know, we have to really take a good look at this mental aspect, how things build up on a person and they can break. But before we get started in this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring you up to our partner, Brother Satavi Jahi, because he always has something positive to bring to the table. So go ahead, brother. You got it.
All right. Thank you, David. As we do each and every week, we open this show up with a reading from Daily Motivations for African-American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, The Black Voice. Reading for today, March 1st. Attracting wealth. Always strive to be more than that which you are if you wish to obtain that which you are not. S.B. Fuller, entrepreneur. And that's the Fuller Brush Man. And he started a company back in the day. I remember reading his story. He was out one night. He had something he wanted to share with people. And he said he searched and looked for the first light that was going to be on. And he went to that office and got the person to write him a check. But anyway, this is how the reading goes for the day. Everyone wants to grow and prosper. It's natural to seek joy, love, self-esteem, security, creativity, and meaningful pursuits. Are these qualities realized? Some people think they need to earn a great deal of money first, but I suggest reversing the process might be more useful. The secret is to create only that which answers your deepest needs. Most people believe that money will bring them something they don't have, such as power or love. Worries will vanish, they think, as they chuck their burdens and duties and pursue a life of leisure. But they have it backward. Money and material possessions alone will not fill the needs or supply those feelings. They should first acquire the quality they think money will furnish. Then the quality will draw the money into their lives. It's important to learn to view money and material goods not as creation to fill a lack, but as outcomes of expression and growth. In fact, to work merely for money's sake can be self-destructive. Don't say, I will spend less time doing things I love so I can spend more hours working for the money I need. Instead, ask, what can I do that will make me feel more alive? Ask yourself what you think more money will give you that you don't possess now. What needs or desires will money satisfy? Begin now to meet those needs. You will begin to fill your life with joy and soar towards your potential without material possessions alone. Today, I will do my best to separate my wants from my needs. That is our reading for today. And that is very, very true. Some of the things he talked about. When we pursue money for money's sake, but not for the good that we need to bring into our lives, we should always seek out the good and let no good go undone. And that's from the Hosea, sacred writings of ancient. To seek good, look for good, and leave no good undone. So if you seek out for good first, then all the things will come unto you. Or, as they say in the Bible, seek the kingdom, and all other things will be answered and given unto you. So, you know, that's my take on that reading for today. And what did you get out of that reading, David?
Well, I got a lot out of it. First and foremost is, it's just a confirmation where I sit at right now. Because, you know, money is a good thing. You can do a lot of great things with money and wealth. But I think when a person mental thing, you know, that peace that they say in the Bible, that pass all understanding, is one powerful thing that you can have. And you know, I've seen times where things was lacking. Pretty much most of my life, things was lacking financially. But at the same time, when I looked around me and I looked at not just me, but I looked at others, I found out that I'm pretty one of the most wealthiest men on earth because I have good people around me. I have good thoughts, and I believe in, I have a lot of hope, faith, whatever you want to call it, that tomorrow can always be better than today. But I do know about choices. You know, we have to make a choice. And one of the reasons why I was in a situation of lacking because of the choices I made yesterday. You know, and so all of that comes up there. But at the same time, as you grow older, and sometimes wisdom actually does set in on some people. And when this wisdom set in on, you know, the richest man on earth would give it everything he got. If he was on his dying bed and he know he can have my life or something like that, he don't care what kind of condition my life been. 9 times out of 10, he going to pay it all just to live. And so, you know, wealth is a matter of choice sometimes. And mental health is coming to choices that we make, what we intake and outtake. But I'm not going to speak on that. But, you know, I'm going to introduce our guest tonight. Because Denise Wright, I have met her many years ago. And I lost track of her for years, you know, and I always thought about her. And one day, just recently, about a month or two ago, I think it was, I seen she was answering somebody posted or something. I said, could that be her? And I clicked on it and did my little research. I said, there she is. You know, so I made contact with her. And we talked briefly, but I'm going to share something with you, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, she and I had a nice long talk. And she was sharing me some of the things that she's done, some of the things that she's been through. And me and her was cutting each other off in the conversation because we had pretty much, you know, most people know me, you know, I went through a lot of stuff too, overcame and still fighting. And it was just, you know, when you hear the word on sharp is on, Brother Andre, that he always say, it is this. When I talked, I knew I was talking to a fellow soldier. You know, somebody who's been through it and lived it, but has the heart to share. You know, she'll put herself out there just so that you can have a better quality of life as well. And I'm not going to go through all the things. I'm going to let her tell her own story. And so, Denise Wright, I want to welcome you to the call. And I want you to introduce yourself and let people know where you've been, what you do, and why you do it. I know that's a lot, but go ahead. I mean, if you can, just, you know, get as much of you in as you can.
Well, thank you so much, David. I just really want to thank you for having me a part of your simulcast tonight. And I first want to give honor to God because he is really at the forefront of my life, and he is guiding me and leading me. And I just want to thank him first. I really appreciate all of you all tonight. And it's just so amazing, like David said, we've known each other years ago, and lost connection. And wow, you know, nothing but the grace of God that brought us back together, because we're both uplifting, empowering, inspiring, and it's all about impacting lives. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm Coach Denise. I go by Coach Denise. And I am a fitness and nutrition coach and a life coach. And my mission is health. And I uplift and empower and assist people to become the best version of themselves. You know, it's not about where you've been, but it's about what you're becoming. And a lot of us, you know, we're stuck back into what we did or what we used to do, and I did this and I did that, but it's about moving forward, because we're not living in the same world that our mamas lived in and our papas lived in. It's totally, totally different. So I am the proud owner of The Right Nutrition and The Right
Center
for Wellness.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
And I am a residential nutrition club, which is very, very cool, because people come to my nutrition club to get healthy shakes, energy teas. I also do fitness and work you out. You know, I work out every day. And mostly, I'm also a certified colon therapist. Before COVID, people were coming getting colon cleanses and things like that. But as we, you know, all have been through a lot in this last year, we opened the Nutrition Club March 15th. It's almost 1 year. And then that same week is when they so-called told us that COVID was here. Now, you or I don't know if it was here before then or not, but we thank God that I was able to still do curbside service. I was able to still empower people and talk about health and to work out. And now, guess what? We're all Zoomologists, and we're on Zoom. And so we can do a lot of things to help each other on Zoom. So what happened was that when the new year came, a lot of people were coming to me and saying, Coach, you know, I'm stuck. You know, I don't know where to go. You know, we're dealing with a pandemic, you know, and I've said, yeah, you know, we're also dealing with some systemic racism in this country. You know, we're dealing with a whole lot of things that a lot of people couldn't move forward on. So the obstacles that I encountered to become healthy, I was once overweight. I didn't believe that I was enough. I would second guess myself. I didn't think that my voice was being heard. I was rude. I was nasty. I didn't think that anybody really cared. And the thing about it is that I came to Baltimore to go to college. I have a degree in marketing. I have a degree in business. So what? But there's still something that I was looking for. I had a good job. I was promoted in corporate America, but I still was the only Black marketing officer in my job. You know, I was the last one to get promoted. I was getting the less salaries. You know, they was robbing us. I was teaching and you know, helping everybody else except myself. But because of the way that I grew up, I knew that, you know, you got to put God first. And when you learn to put God first in your life, like David just said, seek ye the kingdom of God, and then all other things will fall into place. Now, I know I didn't quote that exactly, but I know most of you know what I'm talking about. So I began to put God first. I began to feel and understand that, hey, I not only had to change the way I thought, but I had to change the way I ate. I had to change the way I talked. I had to change the way I walked. So I joined the Y. I started working out. And then, you know, I was still thinking because I wasn't eating right. But as time went on, because I put God first and I prayed and I meditated, I began to believe that there is some hope for me. There's hope for all of us.
But right.
It's not about how other people think about you. It's what you think about yourself. So I started thinking more about me and what blessings that I had around me, but I was putting all, you know, blame on this one, blame on that one, blame on whoever, instead of saying, you
it's
need
me.
To take a look at yourself. So that's what I did, and I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. I think that's how David and I met years ago, because we were doing some things in the community to empower the community and uplift the community, and that entrepreneurial spirit never left me. Isn't it amazing how God will bring you back around 360 degrees, just like me and David reconnected. So when the new year, 2021, came, all these people started saying, oh, we want to have body. I started seeing it on Facebook because, you know, social media is big now, and you turn on your TV and all you see this, all this negativity going on around you. So I said, you know what, instead of having a body transformation, because I am a fitness and nutrition coach, I want to have something different. I want to have something that people can really step outside the box and think about, that they are truly fearfully and wonderfully made. And if we think about how good God really is, then maybe we can empower or inspire one person. Because if we can inspire one person, guess what? We can inspire another one and another one and another one and another one. So we started out in January doing self-love, self-care first. And then we just ended up this month in February, refuel, revive, and reset. Because we do have to refuel our minds and our bodies. We do have to revive our soul. And we do have to reset our goals. We got to take a look at them periodically so we can continue to move forward. Chief Mahat says 21 days to change a habit, but we're just getting those 21 days to let people know that they can be empowered so they can move forward. So this month, starting on the 8th of March, we will be doing mental awareness. And as I said, I have a degree in marketing, so I put that spin on March, and we're doing mental awareness, results in change and healing. And
awesome.
I'm so excited about this, because this is a subject that needs to be talked about in our community.
Indeed.
And we don't talk about mental awareness enough. It's the same thing. You got to love yourself. It's the same thing. You got to put God first. It's the same thing. You got to eat. 90% of the dis-ease and the illnesses in this country are from the choices of food that we eat. So I will be on Zoom Monday through Thursday, and we will be doing live food. I will be doing live food meditations. I will also be working them out, because it's 20% fitness. And I will be doing fitness. Everybody will bring their towel and their water, and we'll work out on Zoom. And then we'll do motivation on one day, and then we'll do guided meditation on another day. So we have people all over the country that get in these 21-day workshops, but we feel that about 43 million adults experience illness each year from mental illness. That's a lot, okay? And because of that, it is a stigma. You know, we go to these galas and we go to these 5Ks and these golf tournaments for breast cancer and for a heart disease and all of this other stuff, but we don't do it for mental illness, you know? And let me say this to you. I'm not a doctor or even a mental specialist, but I have been depressed. I have been stressed out. I have been broken. I have been down and out. And guess what? I am thriving now. So
wow. Amazing.
Thrive. I have to share it with someone else. And you need to see someone like me. That's regular, ordinary person that is changing other ordinary people to become extraordinary people, because we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. So we're going to move forward in the month of March and get people to sign up for the mental awareness results in change. All you got to do is have faith. What is it? The size of a mustard seed.
Size of a mustard seed. That's it.
If you have that faith like that, guess what? You can do. It's how we think. And it's such a stigma. And let me just say this. What is a stigma? You know, and people are always thinking that, oh, something's wrong with you if I mention that, you know. But depression is the number one cause of disability in this world. And suicide rates, and now with COVID, children and adults are down. Why can't we talk about this?
Sister Wright, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
The days and times that we're living in, because everybody's pretty much listening, and I know this is a great topic to talk about. It's been a long time coming. We talk about so many things, but at the end of the day, you know, nobody talks about mental health. Nobody talks about how to heal and how to get your mind and your emotions strong to deal with life. Can you honestly, when you think about today and then days back then, is it more stressful nowadays than it was before?
Well, you know, I can say that nowadays we're dealing with, like I say, we're not dealing in the same days that our mamas were raised up in. And, you know, with all the things that are hitting, you know, there's people that don't have food. There's people that don't have homes. There's people that don't have jobs. Dealing with this COVID, this pandemic, I just did a study that there's people that do have underlying things that are wrong with them, but people like myself that are very healthy, we still can get this virus. So it's more important that a community like myself that's creating a safe zone to talk about it, if you're open-minded and want to talk about it, because yes, it's harder because people are afraid.
They're afraid, yeah.
People are afraid, and there's that fear. And remember, the brain, a lot of people think about negative things that have happened to them or trauma. They don't think about the good things and how I can get out of this. So that's why, you know, we are grateful that you and David are having this simulcast so that we can talk about people and say, if you just open up your mind, yes, it might be harder to answer your question. But if we can have a simulcast like this so people can feel free.
Right.
Open-minded to say, okay, I was like that too. Maybe we can open up more for the avenue to become wider to talk about.
That is interesting to know, because me being a young man in church, I didn't really grow up in church, but you know, I came at 17 years old and I came in with issues. And you know, time goes on, you're in church for a long period of time, and people expect you to be a certain way after so many years, 10 years, 20 years. They'll say, oh, let's pray about it, just keep going with God. But I was reading in the Bible that God wants your soul to prosper as your natural self. And a lot of times we focus on the spiritual part, but there are natural things, like you said, that are going on with inside of us that need to be addressed.
Right.
A lot of that you was just talking about, mental. How is it possible to strengthen this mental state of mind? What directions can we move into? Because this is more than just pray about it. I think, believe that God gives us tools.
Right.
And I say, if God wants to bless you, what does he do? He sends people. And if the devil wants to curse you, he'll send people to do it. So it's a matter of blessing us giving us a word that can empower us where we can move in the right direction.
Amen. I really believe that, you know, we need to, like you say, be 100. That's how I say it. You know, it's a lot of fake. It's a lot of people wearing masks. You know, I'm not talking about the mask that we put on every day to walk into the store or to go to the doctor. Well, I'm talking about the mask that you can't see.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if we keep it 100 and let people know that, hey, I was like this, but I found myself thinking more negatively when I was eating fried chicken or when I was drinking or when I was doing some of the other things as far as sharing what we eat. Like,
but a lot of people are afraid to come out, Sister Denise. Some people are afraid because they're afraid to get ridiculed.
Well, let me say,
how do we deal with that?
Let me just share something with you. And Denise, I hear what you're saying. And I witnessed this not only within my own self but through a multitude of people. You know, Denise, you know, you were talking about the newspaper day. See, I didn't mention this earlier, though. It just hit me, though. My first newspaper, remember one time I showed y'all the first newspaper, guess who's on it? Denise. The very first newspaper I ever did, Denise and seven other people were there, and she was one of them. And so that's how far, you know, it just hit me like a ton of things. Me and her talked about a lot of other things, but I forgot all about the news. But she was one of the people that my first original newspaper.
Yeah.
She wrote an article in it, and you know, we were on the front page together. But another thing too, during that course of time, and I spoke about this, I think maybe a week ago. You know, when I started with a discount direct, and I had to force myself because I was shy, withdrawn for mental reasons. I'm going to tell you that, why I was withdrawn, because I told you about what happened to me in the second grade. The teacher told me to shut up, and that had long-lasting effects on me. But when I went around to these businessmen, especially the black businessmen, and some of them were doing quite well for themselves, and they would sit behind these desks, you know, all suited up and like they had it made. And I would come in there, little old me, seventh grade education, you know, trying to on a mission. And I shared what I did. I shared my story. And I showed, you know, the heartaches that I've been through. I told them about this and this, that. Next thing you know, they were melting like butter or ice cream, whatever you want to call it. Before you know it, they took all of them blocks and stuff down, and then they start talking to me. You know, they broke, hey, brother, they were talking like they from the hood and everything else. It's because, you know, because they felt comfortable enough with me at the time to share. And I piggyback on what Denise is saying is too, because, you know, a lot of us running around with all these different types of masks on. And we create a version of ourselves that we don't want to, that's what we want people to know about us. But there's the inner side of us that can be so tormented. There are things that from our past, if you lived any amount of time, there are things that cut you to the core, like a simple thing, like y'all may think it was simple. But to me, it took many years of my life. When the teacher told me in the second grade, because I broke out singing, and she said, told me to shut up. And then the little children in the class with me, they started laughing. And I became an introvert from that point on. Because I mentally took that as, you know, wow. You know, so, and that lasts all the way to about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I carried that thing, that mental thing. As a matter of fact, I missed out on so many good things I could have done over them years. Just because of one little comment, and somebody would have explained that to me and could have corrected me, but because I didn't share, they didn't know it.
Right.
And so back to you, Denise. I'm saying little things like that, and over a lifetime, can you imagine how many negative things have happened to you?
Yes, but see, this is why we have to be courageous. We have to be courageous to be able to have this conversation, because if you, David, are courageous and you, Hector, are courageous, more people will step up and say, okay, you know, a lot of people wait to hear maybe what Denise may have to say or what John or Sue may have to say before they can say it. So this is where the Right Center for Wellness comes in, so that we can educate and empower and talk about things that people aren't talking about, so that they could say, hey, you know, We feel good when we get into her workshops. We get something out of these workshops and feel better about who we are. Like I said, it's not where you've been. It's where you're going and what you become. I don't care what kind of degree you have. Go ahead.
Yes. My question is what is and I think you just mentioned a statistic on it or something, but what is the mass of the people who are in this condition? And question number two, collectively as a huge group, I'm talking about a huge group of all the people who are involved with these mentalities, how can we collectively and instantaneously, using the instantaneity, to instantaneously grab a hold to the group, so there may be 20 people on this call right now, as an example. How can we explode this thing and get it out to the masses to get everyone who has this sickness and this illness together so that we can solve the problem?
Well, I can ask this one before you know Denise will take over. But one thing, like you said, this format that we're having right now. And the second thing is, TC, we have a publication that I didn't mention about. This will bring this show on, is the National Black Unity News. See, this is a nationwide circulated publication, and it's solution-oriented. And so, if we had somebody like Denise right in there and putting in articles every day about the journey, you want to take people on and have information on where they can. And so, you know, communication is a powerful, powerful tool. And we have people on here right now like Mr. Vernon Street is on here. He got a TV station where he can take that same podcast or Zoom call, and he can put it on his regular station so people can regularly plug in that. And we have Mr. Andre Hack who has podcasts. We have quite a few people on here who doing podcasting and stuff. It's the network. Sometimes makes the dream work sometimes too. You know, but again, we have so many formats, but what it's going to take is we should not be afraid to work with one another. We got to get past this thing. Now, you see what happens to what's going on in this country and in this world. You know, they're taking up side. You have this country pretty much in line with the way Donald Trump thinks. And so that shows you something right there. You know, that's proof in the pudding. But then there's another thing, too. They're going to do what they're going to do for themselves. It's time for us to do what we need to do for ourselves. And we got all of these professionals on here, all across the world, people with great information. You know, God always provides us with a way out and a solution. And see, Denise is coming up with a powerful, powerful way that can be a blessing to me and everybody on here. Because if we all, you know, like I say, most people know, if you look deep within yourself, you know, you got to deal with some things. And that ain't going to let nobody know about it. But them are the same things that's holding you back. Them things are the same things that's tormenting you. And sometimes, if you ever been to an NA meeting or AA meeting, why they so effective sometimes? Because they got people who are courageous. But get up there and tell their story, tell what they did wrong. And I mean, you hear some of the craziest, some of the outrageous thing you ever want to hear. Just go to an NA meeting or AA meeting, and they tell you about what they did wrong, who they did it to, and why they did it, and how many people they hurt. But then if you sitting there, and you listen to all of this, then sometimes you say, my story ain't nowhere near bad as theirs. So therefore, they're going to be a day they're going to ask you to share. Right. And then you would have enough strength because you've been around enough people who's strong and, like Denise say, is courageous enough to come out themselves, and that's how you heal. You get healing. Back to you, Denise, you know.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on that, you know, it starts within us. You know, there's no way that we, instantaneously can get to this problem. Let's just be real about it. But if we all start within us, you know, we start within ourselves because, let's face it, mental illness affects all communities, all of us, okay? Some aunt, some cousin, somebody that you know, neighbor, somebody that you know, or yourself. Like I said, I was broken. I was depressed. I was stressed, you know, but I am thriving. I have rainy days still sometimes.
That's right.
There's still going to be rainy days, but you want your sunny days to out be more than your rainy days. But just to piggyback on saying, We have to start within ourselves. And this community that we're speaking, like I said, I bless each and every one of you for allowing me this opportunity. But I can't do it alone. It takes many of us. The beauty of my business is that I can go anywhere in the world and impact lives. And I went to Africa for 6 months. I did the same thing and sat down with them. I'm going to Belgium in September, but I want to sweep around my own front door. I want to deal with people right here in Zoom world. Because on our workshops, we have people from all over the U.S. on these empowerment series. So it starts within you first, just to answer this question. And then we have, like David said, we have give out daily affirmations. Everyone that comes into these workshops gets affirmations that you have to say. You're required. You don't have to say it, but you know, God will give it to you. But we give them day affirmations to say every single day for the 21 days. And I suggest that they say them in the mirror or say them and even create more of their own, because, you know, your conscious mind will connect with your subconscious mind and you will get stronger. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do. That's why we have this month we're doing the food demonstrations right on Zoom. So people can see some of the choices and why you eat colorful. You eat colorful so those antioxidants will protect your cells and it will allow you to think better, to make better choices. But we all have to work together, like David said.
May I ask you one more question, Sister Denise?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you think that a larger population of people would enable the healing to take place faster?
Sure, absolutely.
Among a group of individuals. And the reason I ask that is because when I see teachings like yours, you know, and I see small population of people showing up, that's great for anybody to show up at all.
Right.
And it's very honorable for everybody who showed up, regardless of whether it's a small population or not.
Right.
But I always think in terms of amassing the largest amount of population of people in a minimum amount of time. The greater number is where the greater happiness is, okay? And you said that the instantaneity was not that instant. And I ask you why, you know, is it not that instant? Because what you are talking about and what you're teaching is very impactful. And so what is the problem to get it out to the masses quickly for it to catch fire instantly? I mean, just as instant as 911 as an example, the Twin Towers, or as instantly as some other instant things where the news came up and suddenly everybody got the message about COVID the same day.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just like 911, the Twin Towers fell. And COVID came up, instantly everybody got the message.
Right.
You see, and so I'm looking at getting your message out to people who need the solution so that they can get the solution and go on about life, because we can't remain on the problem.
That's true.
We want to solve the problem and go on to the next thing, because we got a lot more things to deal with than this missile thing. A lot of things. We got economic things,
right.
Political things. Things which you're dealing with and that kind of thing. I think down that mode, and I don't mean to offend anybody the way I'm sounding, but I want to give you the words that I'm they're coming down through me.
Yeah, amen. This is Andre Hector, radio personality and motivational speaker. One of the things is, and I thought about it, the Bible lets us know that we perish because of the lack of knowledge, because we don't know. We step into a situation, we don't know any better, and then there are repercussions because you don't know. We have to be educated. And one of the things is we have to know what we're facing. Face yourself. It's all about us, right? It's about facing fears. We have to know who we are, and what we're doing before we step out there. And I believe that getting this mindset right, getting this mind prepared to be able to handle outside forces is honestly the number one thing. what is it? To thyself be true?
Yeah, and also say, it's a saying too. Free your mind. I ain't going to say it the other way. Free your mind and your tail will follow. I'm just saying. But in any case. Denise, there have been people been asking.
You are unmuted.
How can they get the information? Because they want, there's quite a few people asking for information on you. How they
Not only that, David Murphy, people are looking for a phone number so they can call in.
Well, there you go, Denise. But I just put it on Facebook chat rooms, Brother Hector, call-in numbers. But Denise, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go on to social media, to The Right Nutrition, which is on Instagram, and Six Sisters, S-I-X, Six Sisters, the number 4, on Instagram as well, and reached me. And on Facebook, I'm Denise Wright. But we are also, you know, I don't know who the brother was that asked the question, but we're also,
Michael Thomas.
Hey, Michael Thomas, how you doing, sir?
We're also going to give David our flyer so that he can put out there in the paper as well, because these empowerment workshops will continue throughout the every month. We changed the theme, but this month it just happens to be in the month of March on the mental awareness. And you can reach me, like I said, at sixsisters4@comcast.net, or you can reach me at The Right Nutrition at 443-310-1236.
Awesome.
I'll make a comment, David.
Yes, sir. Help yourself.
People that's listening on Blog Talk Radio, the call-in number for Blog Talk is, hold on, I just had it in front of me, 515-602-9701. And the comment I wanted to make is that if you defeat the enemy within, no enemy with outside of you can win.
Powerful. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the time now. We're already doing it, but if you want to ask Sister Denise a question or just bring up something related to this subject matter, this is the time to do so. So, but, you know, be courteous of each other time, because there's, like I say, just raise your hand or something and let me know, you know, just come on in, holler up, you know, and I'll pick the person and then they can share a few words, but we have to be mindful of other people as well. So the floor is open. Anyone with any questions or concerns?
All right. So, hey, Dave. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Fran.
Sister Wright, I just have a comment. I don't have a question. I have a comment. My family is dealing with someone that is very close to us, who is clinically depressed. And on a good day, the deck seems like it's stacked against this person. That's their perspective. And they really are unable to really focus on the positive because they are so steeped in the negative. And so everything that you said, what just really gave me pause to think and consider some different perspectives in order to reach out to this person, to give them a little bit of a distraction from the negative and a little bit more focus on the positive. And I think that that's how I'm going to have to flip my script in order to reach them, because we can all talk about all the stuff that's happening to us. Everybody can talk about that. But we don't often really redirect our focus to the good as opposed to the bad. And just listening to you tonight, the bell went off. That's the thing. That's the thing. Not just listening to him tell me about everything that's wrong, but for me to interject somehow through that conversation, all the things that are right. Mm-hmm. And I think over time, that will allow him to really consider that yeah, all this stuff is wrong, but this happened that was right today, one day at a time, a bunch of days where something went right that he will be able to look back on. Right now he can't see them because nobody's pointing them out, but you gave me that tonight. This conversation gave me that tonight, and I'm going to use it when I get off this call to call him and start tonight, because 3 nights ago he tried to end it, and but for the grace of God,
Mm-hmm.
he fell out in the street. He took some pills. He fell out in the street, and some police found him and took him to the hospital. Had that not happened, he would, I would be talking about services as opposed to a recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the work's not done for him, for any of us, because we're still here. All of us have a number, and it's going to get called at one day. But at this point, nobody's calling our number. We got work to do. So thank you for giving me another avenue to travel to try to be a blessing to somebody else with the blessings that I have. And tonight you are one of those blessings. So thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome.
Fran, you know, you hit on something. Go ahead, Denise. No, go ahead.
I apologize for cutting you off. I want to say this to Fran. You know, a lot of times we have to laugh more. You know, we need to go back to the basics and sit around the table and, you know, ask, how was your day today? Or,
right.
you know, open up the curtains. You know, we just like a flower needs light to grow. We need light to feel, you know, to stretch our arms out. So sometimes people that are depressed and hurting, I know I was, I couldn't get up for 2 weeks, at least I thought. And I was laying in the bed, and I had to pull the curtains open. And that's what I tell my clients. Make sure that you bring light into your space.
Mm-hmm.
It means so much. It may sound like a little, but it means so much. And to get the proper rest.
Mm-hmm.
We just, some people are so all over the place that they just don't get enough rest. So maybe it's just coming and hugging that person.
Mm-hmm.
And giving them a hug and letting them lay on your boobs or on your...
Well, I don't know if I'm going to do all that, but...
Whoa,
Jesus.
I knew that was right.
I understand what you mean. I understand.
Yeah, but Denise, you know, one time, like I say, because when you people talk, it just brings so many things back to memory. Now, I was really depressed. I mean, I sat there for 2 weeks. Didn't wash my tail and just sit in front of a TV and just sit there.
Okay,
I'm serious. No.
People need to hear this.
And a lot of things that put me in that situation, because my mother was in a hospice situation. And I was strong. You know, I'm considering myself strong, but all them things hit me at one time. And they had some family members. And all of this stuff was going on one time, so it just knocked me down, you know, because some of the members of my own family hit me so hard that I didn't believe it came from them. You know, I couldn't, that just threw me for a loop. And then dealing with my mother's situation. So I sit there like that in a daze. And I recall it took every strip of my body. See, ain't nobody come help me out. I saw it and called a therapist up. I got on the phone and said, this ain't me, something's wrong. I had enough strength to do that. And the therapist told me one time, she said, you know, all that going, she said, yeah, I'd be depressed too. She said, but at the same time, but I'm just saying a remedy was one time. And Lou Phil used to be on the, he comes on the call every once in a while. My brother and I, you know, we put on, my brother came along, and this was a stage thing. My brother Dempsey, he's on the call now. And he started this business, Kathleen was in it too. And we all started doing this thing called Network USA, and I was slowly, they were dragging me, you know, because I didn't want to do nothing. They dragged me. And then we had this event when Lou Phil showed up. And Lou Phil said, David, I got some tickets to this breakfast I'm giving, because he was starting this program he had. And when I went to this program, I took up enough mustard to go there anyway, because he gave the tickets to me for free. And I go to this little room, and he had dinner, and about 15 people was there. And Lou told the people, said, I want y'all to go around and introduce yourselves and tell you what you do. And I'm sitting up there, I wouldn't even hold my head up, you know, just locked down, you know, couldn't even hold my head up. And all of a sudden, it was Barbara Robinson was there too, Senator Barbara Robinson. She was there. And she spoke first. She said, yeah, I do this and I do that and I do this. She said, oh, by the way, hey, Dave Murphy, me and Dave Murphy used to go back. We did this and we did that, you know. And then the next person, they said, but then they said, oh, yeah, David Murphy and I did this. And by the time they finished, everybody around that room spoke about something I did years ago. But what it did do, it lifted me up and said, you know, there's some work to me, you know, so it gave me that little affirmation to get me to step back up. From that point on, it was just, you know, I was beginning not just sitting there, I was beginning to crawl like a baby. And next thing you know, I was walking, and a week or two later, I was running again. And so, you know, what Denise is doing is so valuable, because when you got enough people around you telling you that you are good, and got affirmations, you know, this, that, and that, hey, you're not in this thing by yourself. There are a lot of people who go through this and go through that, you know. Uh-huh. And so sometimes I'm just saying to you all on here, for your own sake and for your family's sake, you know what's going on within your own family. Sometimes you need to share your stories with them, some of your struggles, because they look at you sometimes, you know, you're up on your feet and things, you know, going, you know, to them, look like you're sitting up on a mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where they sit at. But if you told them that you cried too, if you told them that there's some days you didn't know how you was going to make it, if you told them that you felt unloved sometime too, and this, that, and then they bring some normalcy to that, oh, you did it. But then what they will see, she had all of these things going on, and she's still sitting up there. Just maybe I can do it too. Maybe I can do that, you know. But you have to fess up first. But anybody, like I said, you want to ask Denise some questions, this is the time, or you want something to share, this is the time to do so.
Well, David, you know, you're not alone.
I want to get a telephone number again.
Wait, it's on the chat room. It's in the chat part. I mean, yeah. But Bill, I'm going to let Bill, because Bill has a program immediately afterwards, and so he would have to go in a minute, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't
see the number in the chat.
Okay, hold on for 1 minute, sir. Hold on for 1 minute.
I don't want to leave without saying thank you, Mrs. Denise. I mean, you know, the information was right. I think everybody made a good point. But I also think that when we talk about mental health and everything, then, you know, you have to win people's trust. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's a lot of people got issues and don't know how to tell nobody what their issues is. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you know, even in terms of the black culture, I can't speak of the white culture, but black man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you never want to feel soft, you know what I'm saying? You never want to feel certain ways. So, you know, a lot of times, a lot of us wear masks if we admit it or if we don't admit it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do have to gain the trust of each other, but we kind of had them confident and break people down that they're willing to share information with you that they want to share, but they don't know how to share, you know. So I just say thank you, because we need to have these type of conversations, but it's not nothing that's going to happen overnight or in a year time. I mean, you know, this is a big issue, you know.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? And people have to have these type of conversation on personal levels and start trusting people to start easing out information that they say, man, I feel good about this person. I'm going to share some information with you I ain't never shared with nobody else, you know. And I always say, and I'm going to close with this because I do have to go. Me and David probably talk more than anybody else. Me and David have shared a lot of information. I've shared information with David that I hadn't even shared with my family. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I mean, sometimes it's hard sharing certain information. And, you know, so there's nothing wrong in terms of, a lot of us don't want to say that we got mental issues, but hell, most of us got mental issues.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Bill, because a lot of us hide things. We don't want to say things. And there are a lot of people that once this empowerment series is over, they'll call me the next week and say, I didn't share, but I really appreciate it. You know, it helped me. So all of us have a story to tell. Every single one of us. And if we tell our stories, it's going to be more powerful, you know, because they need to hear it from us. They need to hear it from the men, like you say, David. Bill, a lot of the people don't want to share, but I tell my story that I was the life of the party. I would go to family events, but I was secretly depressed. I was secretly stressed. I was secretly down and out. And when I said that, about five people called me and said, I felt the same way. Wow. You know? So we all have a story to tell.
I just want to say thank you very much. I have to go. I have another program at 8:30.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, everybody.
Denise,
I can't
did you not
get that telephone number, Dave?
Okay, I was just good way to speak on that. Denise, can you put your phone number in the chat?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a question, Miss Denise. Do you offer this program to the youth, your wellness program?
My team and I are considering doing that. We have just had talks about that. And I really want to put some proposals together and find out some contact information because the youth, like I mentioned earlier, I think you were on when I first came on, that they're a lot of issues of depression, stress, suicide. They don't get enough fitness. They don't get enough, you know. So, yes, we will be moving forward to offer it to the youth, too. Yes, ma'am.
And it's ironic that this is March is National Nutrition Month.
Oh, it is?
Yes. And you know how perfect that you came on and you're talking about all of these things. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else have a question or concern? You know, at this time, you feel free to do so. Unmute yourselves and come on in.
Hi. I just want to say a couple of things. One thing that I've noticed is that some of us have practiced being strong for everything, and deep down inside, we are falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that we need to stop doing. Stop trying to be so strong and representing the strong world at all times. When inside, you're falling apart. Inside, you're boiling inside, and you're about to burst, but you can't tell anybody because you got to be strong.
That's true. I like what you said, because I was actually trying to say something of that nature a few minutes ago. And I told David Murphy this when I started the podcast. And the reason why I started my podcast, I was battling with depression. Mm-hmm. In 2018, I'm somebody that goes to church. I'm somebody that is very active in my church next to my pastor. And, you know, we're always taught to be strong, of course. But because of my image, I was hiding, you know, because of the status that I held, I was hiding how I really felt because, one, I felt like I was going to be condemned.
Yes.
I think it was something with me. You know, maybe I was afraid to accept consequences along the way, but I was, you know, dealing with that and I was hiding behind that. So I kept doing what I was doing. I was drinking every night when I get off my bus. I work for the MTA. I would drink and sob over myself, asking the Lord, why? Why am I dealing with this? Why I'm feeling this way? I didn't like the person I became.
Right, right.
And then people need to be honest. You know, you got to look at yourself. And, you know, I didn't tell nobody. That was one of my things because I was afraid what people would think about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a matter of somebody would have just, I'm pretty sure somebody would have showed love to me. I'm pretty sure. But in myself, I was afraid and I didn't tell nobody. And eventually down the road, I got into a motorcycle accident due to alcoholism. Almost lost my life.
What?
But the Yeah, I almost lost my life. And
I'll say, trust. You didn't know whom you could trust and who would put you on a different kind of level if you decided to sink that low.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I mean, admit to somebody that you don't have the strength to go on. Admit to somebody that you cry on the inside. Admit to somebody that you feel lower than dirt sometimes. No, not you, not the man that they look up to, you know, and
right.
That's where the problem comes in.
That's true. Like trying to find somebody to trust. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, just being afraid of, you know, who is going to help me? And I always say this, I say that we as a people, we need to be accountable for other people. And we have, and one of the things that is sharpening one another, and David, I believe, hit it on the nose before, as Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so does a friend sharpen a friend. It's a matter of us sharpening one another. What cannot sharpen iron? And that's wood. And I say this, like, if wood is always is in constant relationship with iron, what's going to happen is one is going to become dull, and the other one is going to become damaged, and we both become damaged. So it's a matter of finding people, being with people that are able to give us the sharpening that we need. So this is definitely a blessing, and hopefully people are getting the sharpening that they need even tonight.
And you know, Kathleen and I, we had a meeting this morning, and we were talking about pretty much one of those things, how if you don't reach out to people, especially to your loved ones, your friends, you know that you can look at people and see that you say, why this person on drugs? Why this person drinking themselves together? Why this person ain't trying to find a job? You know, and when you talk to them, they're going to fight you back or cuss you out and do everything else, because hurting people hurts people.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do sometimes, we're going to have to open our eyes so we can see that those people that surround us that's going through that sometimes, and that is your cue. You can't make change the world, but you can. You can. That one incident can give them that hug or a word of kindness, because they might be on that same edge of suicide. You might be right there on that edge right then if you don't do nothing or say something or hug them or do something that could save their lives. And when you get in that state of mind, I guarantee you, like Denise would tell you, when you get in the state of mind, it's a powerful thing. It's a power. It can take you one way this way, and it can take you one way the other way. And that's why you say, how could she do it like a Phyllis Hyman? How could we, like, how could all that gifts and talent she had, how could she have done that? Mm-hmm. See, they didn't know what was going on around her. Mm-hmm. But again, Denise, you know, we don't have that much time left. Actually, pretty much our time, but you know, this is our time. We control this format. But I'm going to say this to you. I appreciate you coming on this evening. And as you can see, and as you had already known, that this is a major issue. And we all of us on here know, even we dealt with it, we're dealing with it right now in ourselves, and we know people around us who's dealing with this. And so, Denise, that conversation we had yesterday morning is this. You have not because you ask not, the old saying goes, and it says in the word. Now, the National Black Unity News, like I said, solution-oriented. We try to provide solutions to people. And you got a powerful program. You're a marketing expert. You see, you have all the qualifications that will be an extremely good fit for this publication. We're already talking about that. But I'm telling you something. You know, the subject matter that you speak upon, you know, can save people's lives. Words are just as powerful, too. You know, it can add life to you, it can take you, it can cut you, or it can sing the greatest music out of it. But at the same time, we need each other, and we need to build our own core, and we need to take our message out to the world, because,
that's right.
Like I say, you never know what a person is going through.
Yeah.
And so I thank you again. And if you have any parting words or anything like that, it's time to do so.
Yes, I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for having me on this podcast. And I want to leave you with these four simple rules. What we need to do is show up for ourselves.
That's right. Show up.
We need to work hard. But the third rule I go by is don't quit. And ask some questions along the way. Like he said, we have not because we ask not. But if we show up for ourselves and we work hard and don't quit, because you might fall sometimes, but you get up and brush yourself off, don't quit. But ask some questions along the way and we will be fine. And thank you again for having me.
Okay, we appreciate this. And everybody who's on the Blog Talk Radio station, Facebook Live, and people who's on Henri Hector format, and he shares and things. And I want to thank each and everybody. But remember this, you know, we can all bring something to the table. And when you bring something to the table, you know, so that everybody can feast upon, that's what makes us all well-rounded. And, you know, we got work to do. You know, we a lot of the most people on here, Denise, I mean, they put in, I mean, it's a great, most of the people on here are members of the National Black Unity News. And we work together. We have such a like I say, for our own mental health, you know, because these are the people that encourage me. Just like Dr. YT said, you know, you can try to be strong all you want to, but you'll break down in a minute when that load get heavy enough. Sometimes you break down and you shut in and shut up. And sometimes, but it's like people, you know, they, like my brother always say, Arnshaw, we got a lot of Arn on this call right now, you know, and they have impact. But at the same time, we humans, and we need to lift one another up so that we can continue to fight. And so again, I hope and I pray that you won't be no stranger to us. Matter of fact, I'm hoping and praying that you become part of the team, because we can help you and you can help us and we can help the world. And so, and that's what it's all about. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and one of you for your participation. And we'll be on tomorrow evening at 7:30. You're welcome to come in with the National Black Unity News. And this is where you will find our family at. This is where you find the members of the National Black Unity News at. But it's open to the public as well. But you're welcome to come on that as well. And everybody else who's a guest on the show is welcome to come in to 7:30. But it'll be a different link, and I'll send that out. But again, thank you. And I'm going to say good night to everybody. Take care of yourself. Keep good hope night. Alive, as they say. All right. Take
good
care.
Night, David.
Thanks, David.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Goodbye.